One. We are live.
You guys need to get here earlier so you visit more.
We're live.
Welcome back, beautiful people of Community Christian Church.
Woo!
Hello! Hi, Kathy.
Little button right there. Okay.
Hi, Roger. Howdy, Roger.
Hi, there.
Hey, Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Thea.
Hi, Thea. Welcome to the Bible study. You should be up here. Today's lesson is about the end times.
Uh-oh, I'm out of here.
Me too.
It's about the what?
The end times. If you paid attention to the last one, I said the end is nigh. But just kidding. I don't know. It might be. Might not be.
I don't know about that one.
We'll say what he always says. It's soon.
Yeah,
I'm
better now.
It's soon.
It's soon.
It's a love window when I live by there.
Oh, yeah.
It's soon because he's outside of time.
Very true. Yeah, I used to live in Fontana.
Very true.
Yeah.
So a day is as a thousand years.
Mm-hmm.
And a thousand years is as a day.
Ooh.
That's what it says.
My husband says something like that. You know, what is God's time frame? A day to him could be a hundred to a thousand years to us.
It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I don't even think it's a thousand years. It's not a literal thing because I have to tell you something. He's trying to let us who are human understand. But it could be millions, 5 million, 10 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no time though.
He can see the beginning and the end.
There's no time. There is no end for him. So the end's here, but he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Like, I think when we get to heaven, there's not going to be a time zone.
Okay. That's what
amen.
I
it's just going to be
I'm
forever.
Okay.
I like that.
I already have a headache.
You mean no daylight savings?
Chuck Smith, Chuck Smith described it like this. You know, when you're watching a parade,
yeah. And that's
you're
a
sitting
norm,
there and you can only you see know? What comes into view, right? And then it goes, God's in a helicopter. And he sees it, the whole thing beginning to end. Hmm. That's kind of cool.
Except for there's no end.
Right? There is no end.
See, never.
He sees the whole thing.
I don't think it's going to be. I don't think this. You want to go a little deeper with what I might think? That's just my own thinking. You can't say I.
Sure.
I don't think there's any space either, time or space. So, like, I might be hanging out at Steven's house, and I'll think about you, and you'll either pop into Steven's house or we'll pop where you're at.
That'd be pretty cool.
Just like when Jesus went through the doors and stuff like that. You understand? No time or space. I'll just be thinking of Jerry. Oh, yeah, I haven't seen Jerry for a minute. Boom, Jerry.
You'd be like, wait a minute.
Oh, no. Yeah,
you won't have cartoon stylish just floating there when he's gone.
That'd be really cool if we didn't have to eat.
There's going to be a tough supper table.
I think we're going to eat.
I want some water.
You can't live on bread alone, my friend. I totally believe they'll be eating, but we won't. It won't be necessary to survive.
Actually, we do know that it might be just a luxury.
You see this lemon? Remember I said no space or time? This goes with it, too. I plucked the lemon from the tree, and while I'm enjoying it, a new one already grew.
Yeah.
There's no death there. You understand? There's not going to be any bathrooms. Because waste is death.
Mm-hmm.
There's not going to be a bathroom in heaven. I can eat what I want. I don't have to fill the bathrooms up more.
No, you guys, you're a glutton.
Get it?
No trash, please. We clean.
Yes. That's this one.
No trash, please. We clean. Thank you.
Thea, you dropped the foil ball.
Thea, pick up your trash.
No trash.
All right, with that being said, back to Bible study.
Oh, I forgot that we were already live.
Yeah.
See what you do, Paul? Stop corrupting people. Okay, go ahead. Between you and Catherine, we shouldn't even be here.
Bad character corrupts.
Matt's just picking on people today.
Oh. How's your Bible study? My pastor made fun of me all the time. He says he does counseling on Tuesdays.
Because it's really good. It's his mom.
That's what I said.
Oh, yeah. Sweet friend.
So don't forget, guys, there's nothing on Saturday, but there's something on Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. Huh?
What's happening Sunday?
Something we don't have a banner for.
Oh, Easter.
Easter, the whole bit, yeah.
I have a question.
She made one. Full send.
You were supposed to say it's supposed to rain Saturday and Sunday.
He made one.
Are we going to be outside in the rain?
Of course.
Or are we going to be indoors watching the sunset through the windows?
She made it. She didn't want.
We're going to be outside in the rain. Bring your umbrellas. It's going to be pouring. It might even be hailing.
I looked on Sunday.
The streets are going to be flooded. But the Lord is going to rise.
Amen.
They took the ones down that I had back here.
No, I'm sure if it's raining, we'll throw a pop-up tent or something for the early service.
Good.
Yeah.
Supposed to rain?
It's just a bunch of chaos like that.
But you know what?
Do you guys see the world we're living in? We already forgot that we started online twice now.
We were going over the announcements. I think you weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I can't
love how you just
and he's the best.
Yeah, right?
Pay attention. Oh, yeah. Me and Paul can't afford to pay attention.
Huh?
It costs too much.
Yeah. You got to forgive the old people. You know, they.
That's all right.
They forget of it.
They teach us well.
Amen. Most of them. Don't learn from us.
Learn from Jesus.
I'm along with them. What are you talking about? You were talking about the males.
Okay. Okay,
he's actually we're along with them. He's a little older.
We're on Mark 13.
I'm the oldest
14.
Male here. 91% chance of rain Sunday.
Hey, 91, bro. That means 91% of this area is being
never guessed, though.
You how old you are?
91%. Only 9%. It's going to be this year.
67.
Steven, that's the third time they've
got that.
61?
He's 61.
So
I'm
65.
Ooh,
I'm
63. And I'll be 50.
And there's 66 Bibles in the, I mean, books in the Bible.
You're born 60.
You're born 60, yeah.
Okay.
So next year there'll be a book for every
okay, we're going to bring you in or what are we doing here?
I've been trying, but you guys.
Come on, just bring it in.
Go on your back own.
Up? All right, we're going to pray in. Thank you, brothers. Get it.
All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. I know we're supposed to go over more announcements, but it's okay. Lord, we come before you and, we know we're all here having fun, hanging out with each other, Lord, but, we want to learn, Lord. So help us, open our eyes and our ears and our mind, Lord, and forgive us for our sins and, bless the study ahead, Lord. Help us, keep it in our minds as we go throughout our day and, share it with somebody. If it touches us, Lord. So have it touch us so we could share it and be excited about it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hello, Jocelyn.
Hi, Jocelyn.
She says, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Woo-hoo. Thea's mom. Thea is here, Jocelyn.
Yeah, she's in the corner.
Yeah, we put her.
I don't want to come through here with us.
We put the ones who act up in the corner.
No, she just doesn't want to hang out with us.
Don't make her video.
Yeah, come on.
All right, so we are in 1 Corinthians 13:13.
See.
And. These three things remain: faith, love, and hope. And the greatest of these is love.
Amen.
And,
hey, love was in the middle.
All right, sorry.
Wouldn't
faith,
be the last.
Hope, and charity.
Charity.
And charity.
Charity is a good
Big
one.
Big Mike.
Amen.
I like that.
Yeah. Like and that. That's just the King James Version.
Yeah.
And
something go twang.
Ooh.
And I've had enough of it today.
Amen.
Should have left it at home.
I
but
wish.
You can't, could you ever pay?
Yeah, I have someone who watches my location. She's like, are you still at home? 3 hours later, yeah. We go there because we look for those three things in the scriptures because the Lord lived an example, and it was an example of love and charity. And he's the example that we become when we spend a lot of time with the Lord. So when we read the scriptures to stay on track with what is going on in the Gospels, whether it's John, Luke, Mark, or Matthew, Jesus is here to teach us, and if we stay on the track of faith, hope, and love, we're in the thought process that we need to be. so that we can understand the scriptures the way that Christ wanted us to have it, right? He didn't make us have it, but he wants us to have it, right? So
we're obedient.
Yeah, sometimes.
That's why I said if.
Oh.
If we're obedient, we'll actually be on the right path.
So with that being said, now we're in Mark 13.
13? 14. Yeah. I mean, verse 14, yeah.
Yeah, we left off at verse 14.
Yes.
So I think we should go back and read it over again since we're in the middle of the section. And if someone has something to say about what we read on Thursday, I know there wasn't a lot of people here on Thursday, so if you guys have questions about it or confused about it, we can go over it again.
I'm going to close this door.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I left it open.
No, it's cold. You can't hear it? The dog's speaking scripture, bro.
He's talking
dropping gospel right now.
Yeah, he's reading 13. Verse 14 right
it's
now.
It's the bark version.
It's the bark version.
Can you translate?
It's bark pigeon.
Why would I be able to translate?
Oh, man. You're supposed to have get him, Jerry.
I can translate that.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Just in case. All right. I'm going. So we're going to read the whole thing. If you guys have questions in between or at the end of it about the first beginning, please ask them.
Okay.
We don't have to continue at 14. We're only going to go back there if there's no questions. So we're going to read the whole thing, and then if no one has questions, we'll fall back to 14. If people have questions, we'll just go to where the people have questions, all right? Okay. So. Get your thinky caps on. Get your atomic shades on. And let's get ready to blow our minds, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, your welding shield or whatever.
So your all right. Eyes don't get singed.
Verse 1. Verse 1.
We did that last week, too.
Yeah, but we're just reading the whole section because it is a whole chapter section. It says, as Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones! What magnificent buildings! Do you see all these great buildings?" Jesus replied. Or replied Jesus, "Not one stone here will be left on one another. Every one will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled?" Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and will deceive many. When you hear wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen. But the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginnings of birth pains. You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues on account of me. You will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you see the abomination that causes desolation standing where it does not belong, let the reader understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetop go down or enter the house to take out anything out. Let no one in the field go back to their cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that this will not take place in winter, because those will be the days of distress unequaled from the beginning, when God created the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, whom he has chosen, he has shortened them. At that time, if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Messiah,' or look, there he is. Do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Well, that'll be a sight, huh? So be on your guard, and I have told you everything ahead of time. But in those days following that distress, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, people will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. Son of what?
Man.
With great power and glory. And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heaven. Now learn this lesson from a fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see things happening, you know it is near. Right at the door. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Be alert. You do not know when that time will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back. Whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch.
No questions.
I'm gonna give him some time to think. That was a lot to digest.
I've listened to this.
Hi, Joe.
Repeat four times today.
Glad to see you, Joe. Any new stuff from it?
The only thing I kept standing out to me was verse 14, when you see the abomination that causes desolation. And the one thought I kept having is, what is that gonna be? It's not just going to be the Antichrist. It's going to be something that's not supposed to be up on a pedestal.
No, it's the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Everything that comes with it.
Yeah.
But so you're not off. But you have to understand that Jesus is prophesying, mm-hmm. and he's talking about the times that not. He's prophesying about the end of, just before he comes to rapture the church, and. Because one of the things where it says that he's in a place where he's not supposed to be, right? The word says that the Antichrist is going to set himself up in every temple that where God's supposed to be. Mm. You get it?
Yeah.
And when you look at it from that standpoint, and what the scripture says the temple of God really is, it's us. Mm. So he's not just going to put himself in every church, but he's going to put himself in the hearts of the people, because that's how corrupt the world's going to be at the time. He's going to be in a place he has no business being. You get it? And tell anybody, but everything's being held back. But the whole thing in a nutshell is, I don't want to get into it. You guys can get into it first. Well, I see the whole picture. This is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. One of the other gospels says, when you see the abomination that causes desolation, as spoken by Daniel the prophet, mm-hmm. and it goes back to Daniel. Mm-hmm. It talks about the same thing.
Daniel what?
7.
927.
Oh, is it 9?
Daniel 7 is before that.
Well,
of course it is.
I'll read to you guys about what I was talking about.
You're today. Right. Okay. That's kind of a dumb thing to say.
Right to,
and
to
where
read
are you
it.
Going, Matt?
I'm going to 2 Thessalonians.
Oh, okay. Where we get caught up?
No, but...
Close.
But yeah.
2 Thessalonians?
2 Thessalonians.
Oh, it is where we get...
I think it's chapter 4, you guys. Let me see.
That's where we get caught up, bro.
Is it 2:4 or is it 4?
Oh, chapter 2 is where we get caught up.
One, oh, I thought two. Chapter 4 was where we got caught up.
There is no chapter 4.
Is there no?
Chapter 2.
Boom.
Chad, let me read it to you.
I don't know.
I just want to read like
should
the first.
Read my Bible more, huh?
Probably 6 or 7 verses, okay?
Okay, mm-hmm. But is it chapter 2?
Yeah, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Okay, got it.
Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, I should actually be telling you guys so much more before this, but you guys will get into it here. Because like I feel like I'm giving you the end instead of the beginning. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers, not to become easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy or report or letter supposed to have come from us. So there was a lot of false prophets out there saying that Paul wrote this letter or this or that, trying to convince people. Conspiracy stuff. Okay?
I love it.
Supposed to have come from us. I told you guys on Sunday, if you know who Christ is, you can't be fooled. Mm-hmm. Okay, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. I thought of your dad when I read that right now. Don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed.
You mean Nero?
The man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret powers, there's actually commentaries on what you just said as a joke, but really,
I know, I literally was being funny.
Yeah, but really, it's the Holy Spirit that's holding him back, because he's not going to let anything like that happen until he's ready to take the church.
I feel like if you think that way, you haven't read any of the early church writings after.
Mm-hmm. If I feel what way?
Like the what I was making a joke about.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't read further into history.
Yeah. Don't you remember? Don't you guys wish to? I wish, and I wish for these things, but we have them in Christ, you know, in the Spirit, okay? But I was thinking, don't you wish you were there when Paul was talking to them about all that stuff?
Yes.
Because there's nothing written about it. He's just reminding them of something, you know? Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things? And now you know what is holding him back.
When you know, you know.
That's right.
You know.
So that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret powers of lawlessness is already at work. That's important for us to know. I try to talk about it on Sunday. You guys understand this, okay? He just said that when he's revealed, he's going to set himself up in everything that's as God. And even in the temple of God, okay? Which is actually us, where the body of Christ, right? The temple of God, okay? Not the body of Christ, the ark. We were actually created for Christ to live in. Mm-hmm. So it's every creation that way. You get it? Okay. So understand this last verse I just shared with you guys, because it's very important. And it goes to where people are going to be against each other, even unto death, that you read earlier, okay?
Ooh.
Okay, watch.
I remember.
Turn me in, bro.
Let me tell you guys what's going to happen. There's no way that somebody's going to flip a switch and I'm going to let that dude into my heart. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the switch has already been flipped.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things going on in our world right now where we're putting all these things before God. And so we don't know him like we should know him.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing the things we do, right, we're actually inviting the Antichrist. We're making a way for him. Okay, we're supposed to be the opposite of that. That's why he's the anti, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we're making a way for him, and that's what this scripture is talking about. I already told you earlier, if we do nothing, but if we're doing nothing, we're doing something. We're just not doing it for the Lord. See, so we're speeding this coming.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? So what this is saying is that the Antichrist in spirit of people is already in the world. We're already corrupting the world in such a way through that spirit that when he comes, he's going to be able to set himself up in every heart as God. People are just going to accept it.
So he's talking to the believer and the unbeliever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, for the believers, you're saying people that are going to compromise? Because some
us compromise.
Can I tell you something?
I mean, I'm just, yes.
I want to tell you something. Here's where the compromise comes in. I want to share it with you. And somebody read it already. I think it was.
Not being deceived.
Did you read earlier?
Not being deceived.
No, let me, can I tell you something? There's going to be people in this room. There's going to be people in this room that turn somebody in this room in. We all say we're believers, but when the rubber meets the road, you're not going to be standing here. You're going to be the one pointing fingers. If you don't know who Christ is, you're not grounded in him now, you're not going to be able to go through what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We just read what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to go through it.
It's going to be another Judas.
Okay, I there was a Bible study and it floored me. Some of my best friends were in there. And I actually had anger, like out of control anger with this. There was a Bible study in our church years ago, and I wasn't part of it, but I heard about it. And they said, when this time hits, if people starved you out and said you couldn't buy food, you couldn't this, you couldn't that, most of the people in the Bible study, and there's about 20 of them, and the other ones that weren't in agreement with them, still agreed with them that that would be the way to go. But they probably wouldn't do it, but they made it seem like it's okay, that they would take the mark of the beast in order to feed their family. Hmm. You know, in just a moment of time that they had left, that they got to eat, to give up an eternity with Christ.
If you try to save your life,
that's how weak we are.
You'll lose it.
Well, sounds familiar.
That's how weak we are. Right. Here, right now, we all love each other. And in our humanness, we truly love each other. Mm-hmm. But when the rubber meets the road, you'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked at this movie because I don't really... The movies you guys were talking about the other day, they're not always like lined up, right, you know? But it was funny to be in one of the... I think it was Revelation or Left Behind, one of those ones.
Mm-hmm.
The this airline pilot guy couldn't find his wife.
Oh, the main character?
Mm-hmm. So he ran to the church. I don't know if it was the main character or not because it's years ago.
Yeah.
Probably in the early 90s.
It was the first Left Behind.
He ran to the church to find out what happened to his wife because he remembered, right?
And the pastor was there?
And the pastor was there.
Yeah, or the associate pastor.
So he would have
Lord,
been...
Lord.
If somebody came into the church and put him up against the body, he would turn them in.
And he was crying too. He said, I know the word. I knew the words.
But
I led people to this, but I didn't ask myself.
There was a meeting... I read about it years ago. There was a meeting in Afghanistan, I think it was, or one of those countries over there. And the cops came into to a church meeting. It was a hidden underground church. Okay? And the cop told the church, all right, anybody that wants to deny Christ right now can get up and leave. The rest of you are all getting arrested and being put in prison. Right?
Yeah.
So all these people got up and left. There was only a handful left there. After everybody left, he said, okay, now we can start the meeting.
That's it. But isn't it some will stay behind, though?
Yes,
some
will. The ones that are devoted 100%.
They're the ones that are
going to stay.
Because his
the ones that actually believe. The ones that only believe a little bit, they're the ones that are going to get up and leave.
Right. And the guy's thing was he was taking a risk because he wanted to attend the church, and he was taking a risk being an authority. And so he needed all the unbelievers, all the ones that are on the fence, to leave. And then he can be part of
it. He would have been killed himself. See?
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, when I was younger, I want to tell you this story to go with the whole thing, to kind of open it up to you guys, because it is who we are. Okay? I love my grandma. She was one of my favorite people in the whole world, okay? But her family disowned her. Mm-hmm. Okay, they were Italians, and they were from the five families in back east, okay? And she married outside of the five families.
Mm-hmm.
They were all wealthy people,
mm-hmm.
And they disowned her. Her husband died in the military when she had eight kids. And you're talking way, way back in the day. My mom was born in 43, okay? And so they didn't help her.
Just heard you.
She was starving. Her older kids were like stealing so they could eat, all kinds of stuff, you know what I mean? Just trying to make it, okay? And here are these wealthy families. They never helped her, you get it?
Mm-hmm.
But whenever my grandma talked about them, oh, how beautiful their home. The staircase flowed all the way up through the middle of the house. Oh, all this stuff, you understand?
Yeah.
And I always relate that to this because I... when Jesus is telling them like this, they're walking out of the temple. He's like, oh man, look, Jesus, look how big these stones are. This place is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Right?
It's all.
And Jesus tells him, dude, like, there's not going to be a stone on top of itself here.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's trying to tell him the mindset he had. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. It was so part of the world and so into the world, even though he was trying to be into Christ.
Yeah.
And our mindset needs to be into Christ and enjoy the things that he gives us in the world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is we're all backwards, and the ones that are backwards like that, and that's why Jesus, why would he tell him these stories? To try to prepare them. Mm-hmm. And think about the beauty of it. He's trying to fix them then, but it was really prophesied for us now.
Mm-hmm.
That's some crazy stuff, huh?
Yeah, it is.
And this is the times we're going to be living in, where we have to make choices.
But in the, but we would know his voice.
Okay, praise God, sister.
And
praise
we,
God, sister.
We need...
Praise God, sister.
And at the end of this time...
Like you said on Sunday...
We know where we're... His voice.
Like you said on Sunday, bring it.
Bring it, yeah.
Because that's voice. What I'm talking to you about right now. You can't be fooled.
If you know him.
Okay, but you don't even know what's going to be asked of you. He tried to tell us.
Yeah. Right? Sounds like fun. And
you know the most beautiful part about what he tried to tell us, right, Jacob?
Mm-hmm.
Look at Jacob acts like, yeah, it's going to be fun. He hasn't gone through anything yet.
I know.
Right? He may be the one turning you in. I don't see my brother that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I might turn you guys in, so better watch yourself.
No, but listen, make fun of it. Make fun of it, because that's the same as saying, look how beautiful this place is.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Watch. Watch for just a minute, okay? Here's the beautiful part about it, is he tells us not to even worry about what we're going to say. Mm-hmm. That it was meant for us to be dragged before governors and kings and things, so that we can share the gospel everywhere.
Because
those people aren't going to listen. They're not going to want to know. They don't want to know anything about it. And you can't even get to them. But during this time, God's going to use your life, even if your life's taken. But you have to be that devoted to who he is.
Yeah,
you have
worry.
To know him that well. And that time will be exciting if we're ready to die for him.
But in his voice, he says, do not be afraid.
They get it?
Yeah.
That's
okay,
right.
But how many of us are afraid today?
Well, a lot of
talk,
us are,
listen,
but...
I was trying to talk about it on Sunday. You want to know something? We're mute. We're mute. We've been castrated. Our tongues have been cut out because of sin. That's just a fact. Because if it wasn't so, we wouldn't be ashamed to tell everyone about Christ. And it would be our mission for them to be saved.
But we should not be afraid. If we spend time with the Lord. And
okay.
If you don't, then be afraid.
Thank you, sister.
But if you spend time with
preaching.
Him,
yeah,
that personal,
right.
And read your word, and you right here, you're listening to his voice, and you're applying it, don't be afraid.
Amen.
And you'll know.
Now you get
okay,
it.
So Jacob will be okay.
Look
I'm using you,
you.
Jacob will
that's
be like,
right.
Okay, it's okay. No.
Yep.
I'm not taking the
be
beast.
Yeah, but even the ones that do believe, there'll still be ones that are fools. There'll still be
yeah.
Some beasts.
Some, they're not their
butts. But
he says,
it says
even
right
his
here.
Right?
We just read it. If he waits too long, everyone will be corrupted.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You guys, I'm just, I love what she's saying because that's what I was trying to bring out.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
should be a strength in us
yes, always.
That only comes from him.
Amen.
That has no fear, even unto death. Right?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But
you guys ever read the Bible and the Lord shares something with you and you just can't wait to share it with anybody you run into
mm-hmm.
next? It's that same power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that power that he's talking about. It's like, we should have that, but because of sin, we lose it. We're
mm-hmm.
mute.
It happened with Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm, of course.
It was a perfect world.
But would you say that that's sin in society as well that has muted us too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at
it's
are
a fallen world.
Are we allowed
yeah.
to talk about things?
I mean, that's just,
they're even putting words in our mouth.
That's what I was
going to
mm-hmm. get at, because, you know, we talk heavy on not shoving the Bible down anyone's throat, doing it all in love. Where do you draw that line when it comes to the society that we live in?
Question of an answer.
Can I,
yes,
even I don't
you.
Even know that
no,
answer.
No,
okay.
I'm going to draw the line for you. I'm going to draw the line for you right now, okay?
Okay.
All right. I need to be allowed to be who I am in Christ, no matter who I'm with, mm-hmm. no matter what the situation is. And who I am in Christ is not going to hurt anybody.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go after anybody. I'm not going to condemn anybody. I'm not going to be jealous of anybody.
Right.
I'm not going to have unforgiveness in my heart for anybody. Mm-hmm. But I but you know what? I can't be who I am around people because they won't let me. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not the one judging.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I still should be allowed to be who I am in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The same way they want to be who they are in sin.
Yeah.
But don't you notice when you talk about the Lord, like you're in a grocery store and you talk about the Lord, the people are there listening.
Yeah.
And when you say, God bless you, they repeat exactly what you get a lot of that back. Because
I've had it happen twice this week already. That I've talked to people and said that I'm a Christian and they're like, why do you think you're better than me? Right off the bat.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Yeah.
I've been to funerals where they ask me to leave.
Really?
Because they won't come out of the garage because I'm judging them.
Mm-hmm.
Who's judging who?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be in the garage with you. You just lost somebody.
But pretty much it's going back what you both saying, what we just read.
That's right.
It's right there.
It's right there. But
they're going to try to shut you up.
But you're only seeing the tip of
the
it.
The tip of it. That's
the wave
the
is coming that's way worse.
Worse.
Are you going to be ready?
Yeah, yeah, but that's why you have to have your
if you're,
right.
Let me make you this promise.
Okay.
If you're not ready now and you don't do anything about it, you won't be ready then.
Mm-hmm.
If you're silent now, you'll be silent then.
Oh, no, you got to be loud. Sure, you got to be loud.
What happened?
Yeah, there's
see,
a,
you
a guy
started earlier.
Really
you should just leave me alone.
What did he say? God's not
I
real.
Did.
Grow up. It was like the background of his life. And I just asked him, like, why do you not believe?
Are you a vampire?
And he said, because I have no proof of God, and just because
Christian,
you believe in him, what makes you
vampire?
Better than me?
Oh.
And I was like, that's not even what I said. That's not what I said at all.
He's just filling you in.
Yeah.
Trust
me,
God.
But in something like that, I mean, wouldn't you one of those dust? Kind of like one of dust your feet, God bless you, and move on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
You planted that seed because obviously that person has the veil covered. It's
mm-hmm.
not. It's not.
Well, yeah,
or his
chosen
head is not, or his not remove his
yep.
hat, whatever.
It's
kind
in Romans.
The only thing I would add.
It
kind of
answered your question.
The only thing I would add to what you're saying.
I didn't really get the line drawn for me.
I didn't?
Yeah, the line is not a clear line.
Okay.
And
yeah.
It's easy to hear it,
uh-huh.
but when it's happening right in front of you, the line is very muddy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
no.
each situation.
No.
No.
I understand
no.
what
no.
you're saying.
No.
I understand
what
you're saying.
No, now you guys are getting me angry. No.
Okay.
What
then explain.
I just explained it to you.
Yes.
You should be allowed to be who you are in Christ
Amen.
No matter where you are,
uh-huh.
no matter who you're with. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
There's
right.
not a muddy anything. You know what muddies it? Sin.
Yeah.
You want to see God's power work? Speak the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Be who you are in Christ. Don't be ashamed of it.
Amen.
Don't let anybody muddy you.
Do not be afraid.
And if you're muddy, take it to the cross.
Do not
ask
be
Him
afraid.
To forgive it. What?
Amen.
I was talking about something different.
But I was asking,
I
where do you draw the line when it comes to talking to people within love about it?
That,
in the times that we're living
you,
in, when people are, when the world is louder right now at this moment.
That takes you back to what I just said.
Just be who you are
okay.
in Christ.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
you
yeah.
don't, listen,
oh, yeah.
I just where's said it a minute ago. You don't shove, wait a minute, just a minute. You don't shove anything down anybody's throat.
Right.
Okay.
You don't go after them because of their sin.
Right.
You love them where they're at. You don't love the sin.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says to hate the very clothes that's
mm-hmm.
stained by their sin, not to hate the person.
Mm-hmm.
You love the person. But why are we? Why can't we be who we are?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we be what God's created us to be? Why are we the silent ones when we're the ones that are going to have eternal life and they're going to die and go to hell? Why are we being quiet?
See, mm-hmm. I have a question on that. I, right before I got laid off, okay, I worked with sinners because that's what it was. And you know it, that all sinners.
Focus
okay?
I do that again.
So, sinners, right?
Yes.
But I waited. I took an
here.
Opportunity to just got up and speak. And I shared that Corinthians 13:13.
Oh, praise God.
The whole floor was quiet. Okay, 2 weeks later, guess what happened?
Yeah.
But I was not afraid.
That's
I was
it.
Not afraid.
Don't be afraid.
You
to
know,
speak
you,
the Lord,
you
got, the
they're
Lord's
bold.
Word.
They're loud.
Mm-hmm.
They're loud. And I'm going to be like those the one when Jesus was walking at two, that man was up there and he was saying, Jesus, son of David.
The blind
and
man.
The, my grandkids are loud. When I say Jesus, they go, Jesus! Amen! you know, a child. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like that. I'm going to be loud. So do not be afraid, because when I read my word, it every time, do not be afraid.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to my voice. Listen in my voice. So we should be, if the world's loud.
Right.
And yeah. they're and loud. With the little TikTok and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, well, guess what?
Oh,
I'm going to be TikTok. I'm going to be loud.
It's
and
a video.
Speak
it's
the
a,
word.
It's a smartphone
so
thing.
What? Well, I mean, we're supposed to, because the world
just
wants to take over.
I know.
So we need to be
standing
okay,
strong.
So the only place I wouldn't tune it down, but the only place I would be careful is when you do it in love.
Yeah,
that's where I was talking about the gray area.
That's literally
love,
where I was at.
Right. It's not about beating someone down with
no,
it. If they're coming at you wholeheartedly, there's a way in the spirit and in love to calm that situation and to love them through it and to show them, you know, and that's the only gray area we're talking about.
And the reason why it's gray is because it's long suffering.
And it's a
like
matter
you,
of each
you
situation.
You can't just fix it,
yeah.
right? Because then you're shoving it down their throat.
Yeah.
You have to bear with them.
Amen.
Well, I think what I'm speaking on is in the context of this about like being like in front of rulers and things
oh,
like
you,
that, you know,
when
like
that's what I'm
talking about.
I feel like
about.
It'll
yeah.
be easier in those times because it'll be a clear choice you make. You either
yeah.
play in the world or you play in God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a clear thing.
Firm.
Right now we're
Amen.
In this money.
That's when you stand firm, right there.
Yeah.
But in the time
no.
the Holy Spirit
no?
will give
Sorry.
You the word.
What's that?
The
if
Holy
you don't if you deny him now, you're gonna deny him then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to make a choice.
Now.
Yeah.
Now.
Absolutely.
We need to live for him now so we can watch mm-hmm. the power of God work in the lives of everybody we say we love.
Mm-hmm.
And let him change it. Because I've been kicked out of houses.
Mm-hmm.
I've been kicked out of hospitals. And I'm talking church people kicked me out of their houses. I've been kicked out of hospitals. I've been all kinds of stuff when I was more radical. You understand? Okay? But you know what? The only thing I was guilty of is loving the person. I never raised my voice to them. I never this. I never that. I answered them truthfully and truly,
mm-hmm.
and that's who we need to be.
Yeah.
We don't shy away. We don't care about the consequence because it's a worldly consequence. It's a man thing, not God
yes.
thing.
Yes, yes.
And you know what happened? To be perfectly honest with you guys, you don't want to know what happened over the years? Most of those people today know Christ.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Most of them today know Christ. So yeah, long suffering is 100% right.
Yeah.
I had to long suffer through things.
Yeah.
I had to long suffer through people mocking me, my own family mistreating me. It's what happens, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You love them right where they're at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mikey says the truth in love.
That's right.
And Mom says just say Jesus is alive.
Amen.
Amen.
But you never, yeah. And the one thing I do agree with everything being said here, Jacob and everything else, is I don't want to argue with anybody.
Yeah. That's not what we're about.
But it shouldn't take away from who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't. No one's going to try to convince me of anything different.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation for those who believe. How are they going to know if we're ashamed of it?
Galatians 4.
Mm-hmm. How are they going to know if we're not living
mm-hmm.
it?
Amen.
Why are we sitting here today?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You guys opened up a can of worms. I'm sorry. I'll be
Nick,
quiet.
You had something to say? You had your hand raised.
Come on.
Oh.
Come on, Nick. We love to hear what you have to say.
You guys, I'm very compassionate about this because that's where the church is failing today.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the church is failing today, and they've already been won over.
Mm-hmm.
Just a fact. You know why our church stays small? The main reason it stays small is because the truth's being preached.
Yeah.
That's the fact.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to hear it, so they don't stay. And the ones that do start to grow. And I praise God for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to water anything down for you.
No,
you
shouldn't.
I'm not going to cover anything up for you. I'll love you through something if you're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to water it down. I may not even speak about it right now if I know you guys are struggling with something. I'll pray about it and ask God to open those
Yeah.
your ears and your eyes and your heart to the truth. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
But any one
Never
of the first,
because.
One of the commandments is love God.
That's
and
right.
only God.
Love him first.
Love
with
first.
Your, with
and
your
that,
what? All your heart, soul, and mind? Or
mm-hmm.
your, one says
your
strength.
Heart.
Yeah.
Heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Because he's all about loving. And by loving him, you'll be able to love others.
Everybody else.
Jesus never backed down.
Even when they're bad.
Jesus never backed down, but he never attacked. What he did is he shared the truth, and then he was attacked.
Yeah. And you know, and one of, it just came to my mind, one of them, what is amazing is he still loved Judas after he he
turned on him.
He still loved Pontius Pilate.
He still loved all the Pharisees. So just by that, by loving, see what I'm saying? That's what you're saying. I'm going to love you regardless.
Yeah, no matter.
But we should be reminded, look at what Jesus, who he loved. Out of all through his trials, because he had to endure through the trial, for one, he had to fulfill his the law, or you know. But he, that just me when I remember, man, when I remember that, I go, I gotta love so and so.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he said it on the cross.
He said, "Forgive them,
Father,
forgive
them, for they know not what they're doing."
There you go.
I want to share this with you guys like this spiritually, okay? Because of my boldness here tonight. Right? Me and you were talking about the spiritual realm at my house, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Because of my boldness here tonight, I'm going to pay for these things.
Yes, you will.
Okay, because I'm going to be attacked spiritually. Okay? And you know what? I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care because I'm going to take it to Christ every time it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it to the Lord every time it happens. You want to know why? Because at the end of that tunnel, salvation's going to come from it.
Yeah.
Someone's life's going to change. Something wonderful is going to happen because that's the power of God.
It's glory
when
to glory.
When we get muted, or we get told to shut up, or we can't say a certain thing, or we can't be a certain way, that's when the enemy's power is working.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's the fine line, if there's a line, is we don't want to cross over to try to...
Right.
We don't want to do it on our own.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be led by the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, you need to know him so that in the situations...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I told you guys, I've been kicked out of hospitals, I've been this, I've been that, right? I look back at that, and I was a little angry sometimes, but I never showed it. But I was more in awe of the fact that it would even happen.
Yeah.
Because all I was doing was loving somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? But your love, I have people right now that have come to Christ, but still won't talk to me today. Because they've chosen to go back into the world because they say they love somebody, and they go back to something that
of the world,
right? In order to get along with somebody else. And I never even said that I wouldn't get along with them. I never said that I would condemn them. I never said any of that. All I've ever done was love them, but they won't communicate with me anymore.
It's okay.
It is okay, because I'm going to put God before them, because God's the one who's going to work in them to bring them back.
Yep.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We have to. That's long suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's long suffering. Okay, I forgot what I was telling. Doesn't matter.
Always remember what love is.
Just know I love you, sister. No matter what.
I love you.
Stupid stuff. Stuff is so stupid, and the things they're mad about, the things they hold against you forever, is so meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to it. There's nothing substantial, nothing real.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing we were holding on to when Christ called us. It's nothing.
Yeah.
Now, you open your hand up and you're like, what was I holding? Why was I waiting?
One of us was talking about it earlier. I don't remember if it was you and me just a minute, or no, it was you and me maybe outside. But what?
I was going to say, just always remember what love is, too. Because when you're speaking to someone in a conversation like that, you have to remember those things. His love is patient, it is kind, it is not envy, it does not boast, it is not self-seeking.
Doesn't keep record of wrong.
Amen.
Yeah, you have to remember all of those things, because as you're remembering those things and teaching it or living it through those times, that's exactly what
it's right up there on the wall.
Jordan has patience.
Jordan
has time.
Oh, I actually did not. I forgot it was on the wall.
You guys, I want to tell you, a lot of you already know, but I want to tell you the outcome of the funeral time.
Okay.
After I spoke to that guy, I said, are you kidding me? I said, who's judging who? You know, I said, he was a nephew. And I started talking to him about it. He was like, because he came out there, he was going to be the bold one to tell me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I just loved him, and I shared with him. And at the end of that, he was, like, crippled by it. Like, oh, my gosh, you know, like. And he went back in the garage, and next thing I know, people started coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't condemn him because he came out to condemn me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I gave him understanding for how they felt, but it didn't have anything to do with me.
Right.
I'm who I am. I love you guys. I'm not judging you. You know, if I have any judgment, it's because I love you and I want better for you. That's it. But I'm not going to. What can I do to change it? You have to change it.
You have to be the one.
You know,
that's
I wanted to tell him, boy,
that's
if you're in the
choice.
Garage, then you already know you're wrong. I'm one person.
Do you know why people don't stay at your parties? Because you won't allow stuff at your house.
That's right.
People say that too.
Oh my god!
True.
You don't.
I always wondered how come nobody ever visits the pastor.
I live in the mountains.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. I can't even
I'd
get my own parents.
And you got dogs.
Yeah, I visit you. Wait, that's not the reason they don't come.
Abomination of desolation. Abomination
okay.
That causes desolation. It's
oh, yeah.
In Daniel 9:20. I got
9:27?
Three places. 9:27,
okay.
11:31, and 12:11. And it's all basically spoken the same thing, and it's pretty... 12:31.
I need to get there.
I'm sorry, 12:11.
Now, where's the...
11:31 and 12:31,
okay.
Or 12:11.
You know
Old Testament?
Yeah.
Old Testament.
Yeah.
He's, before
Isaiah.
He's the last major prophet.
Yeah.
It's I've been opening up
okay.
to Daniel by accident.
It's
like
other way,
too.
Oh,
yeah?
Because
it's a big prophet.
It's a prelogue to Revelation.
Okay. We're going to start with Daniel
9:27.
9:27.
So what he's know what he's talking about here too, because he's the seven in here is translated 1 week. A week is a 7 year period. And
yeah.
So he's talking about a 7 year period, and that's the same thing Revelation talks about in the 7 year period, and then the midpoint of a 7 year period, which would be 3.5 years, this is gonna happen. So that's what he's mentioning. He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7. That's a 7 year period. In the middle of the seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. On a wing of the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him.
Mm.
So the temple is going to be rebuilt. And there's going to be sacrifice and offerings happening at the temple, just like the Old Testament was.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the midpoint of that, he's putting an end to those offerings. That's the abomination. That's one of them. But he's also, there's a deeper meaning of that, because Matt talked about it before. He's setting up that temple in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the abomination too, because where is the temple? In our hearts. And if we're not, if we're no longer sacrificing our lives to him, our time to him, then he's already set up an abomination in our hearts. It's pretty powerful. But this is a physical thing that's going to happen with the temple. The temple's going to be rebuilt, and the offerings are going to stop at this point. And another place it says he sets himself up as God. Isn't that in Thessalonians, right? So then the next one's in 11:31 says, his armed forces will rise up to desecrate the temple fortress. They will abolish the daily sacrifices. Then they will set up the abomination that causes desolation. With flattery, he will corrupt those who have violated the covenant. But the people who know their God will firmly resist him.
Amen.
And then the last one is 12:11. Is it 11? Yeah. From the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination that causes desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. Blessed is the one who waits for and reaches the end of the 1,335 days. What is 1,290 days? Is that 3.5 years?
Yeah. It's 365 days in a year.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. So anyway, it's Daniel prophesied it many times, and it's talking about Revelation as well, and that's what Jesus is talking about, the abomination of desolation. It's the Antichrist setting himself up and declaring that he is God in the temple.
Three and a half years.
Read verse 13 with it. You still there?
Where? 13?
Just 12, 13.
Daniel 11, 13.
Yeah, I like the end
Daniel
of it.
12?
As for you, go your way till the end. You will rest, and then at the end of days, you will rise up to receive your allotted inheritance.
Amen.
That's the long-suffering part, too. Mm-hmm. Do whatever it is, you know, because so many people are going to give in, and it'll blow your minds. Mm-hmm. I've watched it my whole life in ministry. People give in now.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. All the time. You know?
So it's kind of what we're discussing. I don't know if we're online or offline, but the Bible talks about a 7-year treaty. We just read about
yes.
it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I believe part of that, part of including that treaty is going to be the rebuilding of the temple. That has to happen. It's mentioned in Revelation. So that's one of the things that has to happen. And so there's a few things, you know, just know that we're not out to predict it. That's not why God tells us these things. He tells us so that if we see things start to happen, we need to get on the stick. We need to get on the ball. Because you know what? There's people that we love, people we care for, people that we don't want to see spend eternity in hell. And we have the keys. We have the keys, and we need to be sharing with them. That's why he tells us these things. Because, look, our fate's already sealed if we've asked Jesus into our heart. Our fate's already sealed. And so these things shouldn't even concern us, right? But they're here because we need to be on the ball. We need to let them know. And you know what? And the world reads this book too.
Mm-hmm.
The world has read this book, and they know, they interpret this stuff. And you know, even the world says, "Hey, where's this coming that you talk about? You've been saying this for
years and years and years."
Scoffing.
But share the good news, especially when the opportunity's there too.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, you know, as they start watching people's life, how God has changed your life.
Yeah.
They start asking questions, and that's when we need to be a little bit with love but bold and share the good news. Now, I believe too, if we don't what we read and if we don't apply it to ourselves in our life, then we're deceiving ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's where it all begins right
yeah.
there. Not
yeah.
being obedient.
I think it's verse 6 or 7 there, it says not to be deceived.
Yeah.
Just know something, you guys, because I get compassionate about some things. Just know I'm not against any of you. Okay, I have a side, but it's not mine either. You understand? I just want to, and I'm usually quiet. I'm the quiet one.
Sorry.
In a group of people.
I didn't mean talking. No, wait a minute.
I'm joking.
Wait a minute. I didn't mean talking wise.
It's good to
I meant
be
on
corrected.
These things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually
correct
the quiet
master.
Ones. You know what I mean? Because I usually spend time praying for the person when they're not right and asking God to reveal an opportunity in this and that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to attack somebody, but when the opportunity comes, they already know who I am, though. I'm usually the one being attacked when I'm praying because I'm not saying anything or I'm not. An agreement, and they know it. It's not that I'm against you or against somebody. It's just that I already know the side I'm on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you get it. So it doesn't matter who you're with or where you're at in the world or anything. You never deny Christ,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You never deny him. You can't. I've had people mad at me on both sides of the argument.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I don't have those sides.
Yeah.
And really, if you really get good at this, sister, it's always a one-sided argument because you don't have a side either. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird, but if we don't start to put our faith into action,
yep.
right, with the greatest of these love, But if we don't start putting our faith into action, we're going to be lost, I promise you. If Jesus returned right now, he was in the sky, it's going to happen like this, though.
Yep.
A twinkling of an eye, and we're going to be transformed, okay?
And the trumpet sound.
But if he showed up right now, and he said, okay, you guys, I'll give you an hour, hurry up and get your affairs together. The ones that weren't ready to go right then won't come back.
Oh, yeah.
No. Wait, I need my phone.
Oh. No. He can give you 24 hours. The longer time he gives you is more to hang yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he already knows it's going to be between him and I. He's not doing it to punish you.
Mm-hmm.
He's just doing it because it's too late.
Yeah.
Because if you're not ready right then, you're not waiting for your master. You're not waiting for your... How does the story go with the serpents?
If
you're asleep,
when your master comes.
Yeah.
When your master comes,
right?
Right.
And,
when you're asleep. Yeah.
You're, if,
the one you're supposed,
what I'm trying
to,
to tell
supposed
you,
to be watching and not falling asleep.
Yeah. What I'm trying to tell you is if we're not ready now,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to be ready then even if he gives us time.
Whether the rooster crows or at dawn.
It doesn't...
And I can tell you, I promise you, it gets so much easier to share your faith once you really start doing it in the marketplace, at the gas station, wherever you're at. It gets so much easier. Look, it's easy when someone sneezes. No matter where you're at, you say, God bless you, right? And the world says that. So it's even easier just to say God bless you to people and start paying attention to their response, their reaction mm-hmm. when they do. And
some get surprised.
Yeah.
And some of them
you see their heart turn away and mm-hmm. they don't want to hear. But some you see acceptance and you can open up and share faith with them. It gets easier. It gets easier. I find myself doing it all the time and I love it.
It gets so much easier, especially like for me and Orlando, like our life, God has changed our lives tremendously. And of course, you know, the enemy knows it mm-hmm. because there's still, you know, some deep roots that are coming out. And it's still like this week I'm going to share, I go, I'm angry at you. And I started crying because I don't want to stay angry. Right. It's just because the enemy knows. The enemy knows in the way, no, I don't want you to say those things to me. And stop, because I read it in the Bible. What's the word I use? Grumble?
Grumble.
Quit your grumbling.
Yes, I tell him, no, because the Bible. But the thing is as it gets easier,
God
changes you. And then you go with other people, like mm-hmm. your friends and your family. It's so easy to share. Or when I go to the grocery, they know me. Hey, girl. I go, hi, how's your day? Oh, you know, it's okay, you know. And that's when I share. Because why? Because God is changing me.
Mm-hmm.
God has changed it, so we're easy. But some people can do it, right? Because some people are not right with themselves. And how can they go share? If you're not right within here,
with
uh-huh.
yourself.
That's where it begins.
I had a funny one. I was in a gas station in Alabama, and I was buying my dad a beer and some cigarettes, right? And I have a Christian shirt on, right? And so I go to the counter.
Understand
my dad has early dementia too, and so it was. Anyway, so I go up to the counter and I realize I have a Christian shirt on, and so I tell a lady, I go, look, this isn't for me, and she's like, oh, I wasn't judging you, and I said, no, I didn't think you were. I said, but I feel that I need to say it because I don't want to misrepresent who I stand for. I said, I used to do those things, but I don't do them anymore. And the lady's like, well, how did you stop? How did you quit smoking? I've been struggling with that. And I got to share with her, you know what? I gave it to Christ. I give it to Christ and Jesus took it from me.
Amen.
You know, and it's just, you know, there's opportunities everywhere and you just never know. But if you're in tune with him, he's going to bring those, you're going to recognize those opportunities and he'll give you the way to share, you know, and it just becomes you, you know, the more time you spend with Christ, the more you, anyway, I really thought that was wonderful.
Yeah, I have one too. Every time Tina and I go to Stater Brothers over in Ireland, there's always a checker. She's a blondie. She's really super nice. But we stand in line. we pray before we check out, and then we pray after. And the other people in line with us, at the end of our prayers, they all say amen. They all join in. It was wonderful. And then we turn around and said, God bless you all. And they repeat it. And then me and Tina walk out. And nice. She goes, isn't that wonderful? It just lifted your heart. And it's the truth. Mm-hmm. But it just, it's so, what you share, it draws them in.
Big reading.
Yeah.
You will have more people receptive than you do. It's just the way, that's the way I've seen
it. It's because we're culturally, mm-hmm. our morality is aligned with Christianity because of where we grow up at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's beautiful. I love being around Tina. She just lifts everybody up, you know.
In every crowd in the Bible that I read in the Gospels, after Jesus is done with a traumatic situation, usually, you know, he does something outside of the character of what the church believes or people believe or whatever. The Bible always says that half the crowd was upset and the other half believed.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if we're not doing it,
mm-hmm. then which half are you going to be?
Right.
You understand? Yeah. There's
exactly.
No half.
Which
there's,
line?
And it's not.
Be
and Jesus wasn't on either side. He was on his Father's side. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. We're living for Him, not for somebody else.
Amen.
I'm not living for my wife. Mm-hmm. I'm not living for my children. Mm-hmm. My children and my wife and you guys and people around me, they benefit because I'm living for Christ.
Amen.
Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace on the world. I came to bring division.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but not in the church.
But he came to upset the way of the world, to turn people to Him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
but it's too hard today because we're all quiet. We're all being bold in here with each other, but who's bold out there?
I am.
Come on, girl. You just got laid off for it. We aren't going to believe you.
For being bold.
Listen, I'm super proud of her. I know God's going to do some miraculous thing.
Something big.
Yes.
I'm super proud of Stephen.
Laid off.
When Stephen took this job, he told him, I got to be off early Tuesdays and Thursdays, even though we didn't see him last week. I got to be, I'm just teasing you. That was hers.
She was sick, so.
But yeah, Tuesday and Thursday. Wait a minute.
And Sundays. Tuesday,
oh, and Sundays. And you know what? They gave him the job with that in mind.
Yes, you can ask for those things, and they're going to accommodate you.
He's got a young family, but mm-hmm. he said, no, now that I found the Lord and I found a place to worship, I want to make sure I'm doing it.
Amen.
Who does that?
Good people do that.
It's crazier. I remember. Who hires it?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Who does that?
Both are thirsty.
That was part of my argument. I'm so sorry.
I remember having that conversation with someone too, saying, look, if you're needing a job and you determine in your heart and to God that I'm not gonna work on Sundays, right? If you determine that, God's gonna make a way. Mm-hmm. But then the people I'm talking to turn up and say, no, if you're out of work, you gotta take that job. And I'm like, that's the enemy.
Today?
That's the enemy putting that fear in you.
He will provide.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. The enemy's always gonna bring, you know, and it almost always an opportunity comes, but it's not the right one. It's mm-hmm. the enemy throwing a bait. And you just gotta pray about it. You gotta trust God with it. No, God, I said I'm not gonna work on these mm-hmm. days. I'm giving it to you. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying that it's a sin to work on those days. It's your conviction. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's where you wanna dedicate. You know, the world has us so too many hours already, and we need to spend time with the Lord. We need to spend time with brothers and sisters.
We need to spend time with studies
and with our families. Mm-hmm. These things can't consume us and drive our life. We have to have the time. And so if you make a vow to God, I mean, God says don't make vows or, you know, but if you set it in your heart, Lord, I'm not gonna work on these days. I'm giving that to you. God's gonna make a way. He's gonna come through.
Mm-hmm. Trust him. I was listening to a radio not too long ago, and this Christian lady, she was praying. Okay, she was like in a job that was just like, in other words, like a deadbeat, right? She goes, Lord, I wanna bake 5 times more. I want to work up because I want to spend with you time all day, right, while I'm working, right? Well, 3 years later, she's making 5 times what she wanted. She works, you know, she must be mobile somewhere. She goes, travels, but all day she's praising and worshiping. And she's able to give her time, her first fruit, her heart, you know, everything to the Lord. And she's happy. Mm-hmm. So in other words, she says, all you have to do is just ask God, mm-hmm. and he will make a way.
Mm-hmm. He'll make way. Ask and do not doubt.
Ask and do not doubt. That's what she said. Ask and do not doubt. Because all those things, it was given to her.
That's
and
right.
I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Amen, sister, amen.
I'm like, wow.
I was struggling, sister. I was struggling for a long time, and I never told my kids. I don't know. But, you know, we have to be like little children too, okay? Yeah. Me and my wife, my first wife, we were struggling. Our kids were little. This is years ago. My kids are 40 now, you know? And my youngest boy, Mark, you guys have met Mark. He was little, and he used to always say, and I don't even know why. I don't even know where it came from. Nobody said anything to him. He just, out of his own weirdness, we'd be praying for food. He'd say, I want to pray. And he'd always pray for his dad to have more money and drive a white van. Who knows, right? Who knows? It's weird. One day, like about a year later, he prayed that constantly. One day, about a year later, I'm at a friend's house, and I went to start the car. It was late at night, and the whole thing turned blue. And it never ran again. And my friend Chuck, he goes, take my van. He threw me the keys. I took his van home.
White van.
And the next day, I got a job where I made like five times the money, you know.
Wow.
And uh-huh. Chuck, he gives me a call and says, just, we decided, me and my wife decided, just keep the van.
Yeah.
You know, all these things are like amazing,
yes,
but we have to have a childlike heart too.
Yeah,
to truly believe.
Truly
believe. And I didn't make that up. That's a true story.
Continued prayer.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, right? But you have to have like that childlike faith. You know, really love the Lord,
yeah.
And that brings us back to what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. The only way you're going to be able to get through. Is there anybody in this room, even now that we're older, that would go directly against our parents if somebody was talking nasty about them? But especially when you're a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my daddy can beat your daddy up. My daddy's way tougher than your daddy. Oh, man, this guy right here was terrible. I could tell you stories. And I wasn't even there. I wasn't even there. But isn't it true? That's the way we need to be.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Our love for God needs to be greater than that.
Yes, we have to stand up for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I told that guy
at work.
To
soon.
Mm-hmm. I told that guy at work, it's my daddy
they're
you're talking
you.
About. You want me to talk about your mama? And he said the
yes.
Lord's name in vain.
Yes.
You were just as bad as
I knew I was saying though,
right?
Did you talk about your mama?
They knew I was joking though.
Of course, I know. It's funny though.
We laughed about it.
I would never tell him that time. Bring your daddy or beat him up too.
Daddy,
yeah, he would.
I
but
used
what's
to have
so
people
beautiful
tell me,
about that, our Heavenly Father is already fighting for us,
yeah.
ahead of us.
Yeah, he is.
Our Heavenly Father is already fighting for us. He's fighting already. The
mm-hmm.
storms, the armies, the enemies. He's fighting. And all we just have to do is just
read. Stay in the
Word.
Stay
in the
Word.
And that's the beauty. I have a big daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen, sister.
Hey, woo! My daddy's just as big as yours.
That's right.
Remember, Stephen, the testimony you gave? You talked about how you knew God was with you the whole time, because otherwise,
mm-hmm.
that's what she's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not just up until now, but it's forever.
Forever and ever.
10 minutes, get your prayers in. Prayers in.
Okay.
10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we continue?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
Okay, where do we leave off?
Verse 15.
Huh?
Verse 15.
We never touched it.
Oh, I thought we did that.
We did
the right,
desolation.
Okay.
You made all the portions.
More?
Then let those who are in Judea flee to the Lord.
Oh, yeah,
number
15.
Mark.
All
14.
You should start in 14.
Okay.
Just read through it and then go. Yeah. It flows, no?
14.
Well, he's going to go back to 14, but we were already doing the abomination that caused desolation. But
yep.
So he's going to start it again. I'll try it. Go ahead.
Probably all the way to.
Because he says, let readers understand then, and then he goes into it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew it was going to be the book.
says when you say the when you say you see the, when you see the abomination that causes desolation standing where it does not belong, let the reader understand. Then those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetop go down or enter the house or take anything out of it.
Okay, I got a question on that one.
Okay, go for
okay,
it.
Okay, there's people up on the houses, or is that just, and they're telling all of them to go up to the mountains? Because it's going to be destroyed, is that what?
Good question.
So, to flee to the mountain is a metaphor.
Okay, let me write that down.
It's to get out of the mess, Dodge. Right? The mountain is rural. It's not the city, right? We have a perfect example in our backyard, right? You can definitely tell the difference between the city and then the mountains, right? It's a metaphor to get out of the get city. Out of there.
Yeah. There's also, like in Revelation, also talks about when you see these things happen, flee because there's a time when Jerusalem just really gets ransacked in the end times. And he's telling them to get out. There's also a place in the mountains where Judea has already prepared to go to. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the city, but...
We talked about this a minute ago when we were saying that if God gave you an hour, it's more like he's talking about metaphor, but yeah, there is some truth. Just like I gave it a metaphor about this being the temple of God, but there is an actual temple too,
right?
But it's more, it's for me, it's more a spiritual thing,
right?
That he needs to be first here so that when that happens we know it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll it's to say is like when you see these things happening, get out of the way, like get out of there.
Yeah, you know? Yeah,
he's right there, he's basically talking about the end of times, right?
Yeah, because
last days, that's what but it is.
Yeah, in the last days,
have to get off the rooftop and go in the house.
Well, I basically mean, in the day that when Jesus, just like you said, that when Jesus comes, we pretty much people are going to be what's happening. They're going to be chaos.
Running around.
And he's basically saying, he's telling us right here. Right?
If the world were to end right now, where would you be safer? In the city or in the mountains?
Mountains.
Right. That's why is that?
Because of all the solitude? There's not so many people in the city.
It's more of like.
Oh.
I don't know.
So I'm going to give you the metaphor part of it. You're with everybody.
Right.
It's more of like.
Because I was giving you the physical.
If wrath is coming, and they're coming for people, right? And you know that wrath is coming for people. And you know ahead of time, get out of there because the wrath will come for you too.
Yeah. If you're
so the mountains doesn't have that many people, so you want to get where it's out of the way.
It's just a metaphor.
It's a metaphor. It's not.
It's just a metaphor.
It's just like the guy person saying, don't go in the house. Stay on top of the house.
It's like an earthquake. When an earthquake comes, what do you do? What do you do? You're like this.
An earthquake, I sit still and ride it out.
Let me, so when your mom was mad, what did you do? You get out of her way, right?
Exactly.
You
feel that?
No. You're like, I'm gonna go.
There you go.
I don't try to
look at
that.
Same thing. When wrath is coming, get out of the way.
Get out of Dodge. Get out of there.
Well, you know what? I never really saw my mom mad. I don't know. When I see red, everybody gets out of my way.
Okay.
When
Mary's mad, head to the mountains.
And what we're all getting at,
you see Mary Jane stopping.
Hey, I still feel that way.
There's two.
But it's not a physical place.
Right. Yeah.
So even the house,
remember where it started at,
is also a metaphor, right?
Remember where it started at? It said, when you see the abomination of desolation sitting there where it shouldn't be sitting, get out of Dodge.
Yes.
Right? Like if you're there, get out of there. Yes, you don't want to be part of that.
Right. Because then it goes
so
on.
So it goes into that spiritual side is if he's like, if he's ruling and you're surrounded by people who are worshiping, are you going to surround yourself with that same type of worship or are you going to get out of there?
Don't be part of it.
Oh, Jesus, look how beautiful this place is. Look at all these stones on top of this. You're gonna run out of the roof of your house and go get something that you're not supposed to have or run towards something you're not supposed to be part of.
Yeah.
What he's telling you is right. The spiritual end of it is okay, later on, is it in the same scripture or is it... When he says there'll be two people in a field,
yeah,
two this, two that.
I think
That's what comes next. People are just going to disappear. Like,
we still got to talk about this next time too.
Yeah, because we're gonna. Yeah,
you get it.
Because he even talks about it.
One who truly believes, and it could be a spouse.
And if anyone says, "Look, here's
right," look at the guy in the movie I told you guys about.
Yeah,
he going looking for his wife. That's where his wife is.
He was hoping.
It's the end of time. Mm-hmm.
For himself.
The end of time.
Totally.
It's talking. It's
and don't go back for anything.
I won't need to.
Don't go back for it. Just leave.
What's the next verse?
Because he is. Look, everything in Scripture, you can take it. You can take it physically at face value, and it has meaning there. But it's also has a spiritual meaning for right here, right now. And I always look for that spiritual meaning.
You want to know what the best story for this is? As Jesus tells them, hey, go out and gather all the people that are supposed to come to my banquet.
Oh, yeah, the banquet.
And they go out and they're like, oh, some said my dad this, or I just bought a field, or I just got some oxen on the plow. Nobody showed up.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes back to the Lord and he's like, dude, they all had excuses.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, then just go to the alleys and the byways and the highways and tell everyone about me and bring them in. And once they come, bring them into my banquet.
Anybody wants to hear
banquet,
right
you know?
Now.
That's what's going to happen. If we're not on guard, we talked about
it.
If we're running down because we're going to miss something, or we want to be part of something, or we think something is, you know, that we're longing for it or whatever, you know, we're going to miss out. You see it coming because you're on guard and you love the Lord, you need to run from it. And be ready for him when he comes, because he's going to come.
Yeah. And a spoiler for Thursday, it says, if anyone tells you, look, here he is, or there he is, don't go. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to know. You're not going to miss his calling. You're not going to miss it. If you have a relationship with him, if you're spending time with him, you're not going to miss it. You know, because the Bible tells us, as lightning comes from one side of the sky to the other, so is the coming of the Son of Man going to be.
We'll
Everyone's going to see it.
Verses 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of 13 is what you're talking about, too. Think about the technology we have now, and then think about it 20 years from now, what it's going to be. Everyone's going to see it.
Yeah, they're going to be having hoverboards and everything.
Hoverboards.
That's what they've been saying from the 70s. Come on.
Hover cars. Jetsons had a car.
Oh, I love it.
Right? Can you imagine the freeway we could pile up like 20 high?
Yeah, so cool. Because,
21's where it gets into the
traffic.
What's the difference between
to you?
5 and 6 and 21? Is it the same context?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I didn't read 21.
It says, watch out that no one deceive you. Many will come in my name, claiming I am he, and deceive many. 21 says, at that time, if anyone says to you, look, here's the Christ, or look, there he is, do not believe it, for false teachers and false prophets will appear and form signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if it were possible.
If it were possible. You know what that, you know
it
what
was
that's
possible,
saying?
But
you know what that's saying, you guys? Is that when we're not ready, because we haven't been watching, but we think we're something we're not, we're going to fall.
Mm-hmm. So our lamp needs to always be
full of oil, which means you're always in your quiet time. Always
you're always in
God,
season.
Always,
always
in your relationship.
Word,
yeah.
Always letting him change your life. Never giving up.
Okay.
Understand?
In a continual walk of repentance.
With producing what?
To produce fruit.
Amen, bro.
Not a Christian vampire.
He's been calling me a Christian vampire all night. I want to know what he means by that.
A Christian vampire is a Christian that only wants the blood, right? Only wants the salvation, but doesn't want the life that goes with it. He's Lord and Savior. He's not just the Savior. He's Lord and Savior. And so when we call upon him, we make him Lord of our life. We give our life over to him. It's not just about saving us, but it's about the life he's trying to save us from.
Yes.
And why does he keep calling me a vampire?
Because you only want the blood, bro.
Because of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It means you got to live it some more, man.
There's nothing but the blood that song
not
says.
The blood. What can
that's
save me?
It was good. Yeah.
Thank God for the blood. Joe said, awesome study.
Yeah. Joe Mama.
Thank you, Joe. Good to see you again. Glad you're feeling better.
Amen.
This is that time.
Because it's that time.
Oh, this one's writing that.
What?
You're writing a book?
Don't worry about me.
I know what he's doing. He's adding to my collection over here.
Yeah,
what?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Amen.
But continue to keep Holly in prayer.
Here,
she's a
paper airplane.
Her whole household's got sick.
You know,
she's taking care of her son that had a stroke and can't speak, and she's taking care of her mom with dementia. So the whole house got sick. So just praying for her strength. Continue to lift up Carl for his eyes.
And then we got
the peanut gallery making.
Got starting up dementia. That's got to be careful. And family is worried about her. So. And then Mimi broke her leg.
Carl. Who broke their leg?
A friend of mine, daughter broke her leg. Named Mimi.
What? What's going on with the squeaky? I hear you.
We got Raider fans making noise.
Raider fans? What?
What? I'm joking.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Anyone else? I heard
Did you
Mimi.
Get me down?
Huh?
Mimi and Ann?
And Ann?
Ann. A-N-N.
M-M-O.
Let's pray for Sunday for people to come out.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm preaching. I don't want anyone to show up.
Actually, Allie was
I'm going to invite the entire neighborhood.
Oh, no.
That's what it
Come
takes.
On.
I think your mom's excited.
I'm making a joke.
I don't think she'll be here.
Saturday, huh? Mm-hmm. But she said your grandma might come. But Allie was excited last night because she said her whole family was coming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sick.
Good. Yeah, they were like, oh, since we're doing something after, we're just going to come down and watch you preach.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, cool, it'll be fun.
I'm pretty sure my whole family's coming too, so.
Sick. All
right.
It is Easter Sunday. It'll be packed to 30 people.
Where's the list, the sign-up list?
There is a list. Everyone, there is a list. Please sign up. Thank you. For Sunday.
For Sunday
service
breakfast.
At 6 and right after service, pop up. The sign up so we could kind of.
Mm-hmm. And then 9 o'clock
that
service.
I get
You'll
up
be full wanting to go to sleep
Cook
at 9 o'clock.
How long does Am have to be in for?
Like a couple hours.
Like 3 hours.
Cook it the night before.
It's a lot easier. And then just
ready.
Throw it
can
into
I, like,
the
oven.
So family, let's be here
at 5:30
so we could get everything ready.
A crock pot would make it shred, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
No,
I'll shred it in.
I'll put it in the oven.
Oh, okay.
And then so it's
shredded
ham,
isn't that just
bedtime,
pulled pork?
And then,
yeah.
And then you take it out and just set it on the stove.
He says we're gonna be outside.
Yeah. So
no.
It'll just cool in the morning. You can warm it back up and cut it.
Okay.
That way you don't.
Oh, I wasn't gonna cut it. Somebody else has to do that.
The electric knife.
I don't use weapons.
What?
So everyone be here at 5:30.
Spiral slice.
To help us set
what
up
you saying,
on
the weapon?
Yes.
A knife.
Okay.
He's like, I'm not cutting the hand. I was like, I don't use weapons.
We're probably going to have to set up the canopies.
We need to be here earlier on about 5:30. You know, sister, we need to be here to set up everything that we know, okay?
Yeah, because if it's raining, we're going to have to set up differently.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
so let's all pray that
and
it doesn't rain.
Join us,
on the
please.
Trip.
So
yeah.
Let's pray everyone will come.
That would be nice,
sky.
Absolutely.
She said, come grab hands.
Every year we've done it. It is a beautiful thing because the sun comes up over the building.
Over the building.
Right at 6 o'clock or 56 after 5:56 or something, it comes up over the building. And it doesn't mean anything. I mean, come on, it does, but it doesn't. But it's just a beautiful thing, and it's going to be sad if it's raining.
How beautiful is this building?
Just remember.
Look at these stones piled on top of each other.
Look at the sun crawl over it.
What do you do with the building?
It's a beautiful tile.
so beautiful. That's even better. Let's pray for that.
Yeah.
I get up and get out the back door.
But either way, we'll do it.
Have a cup of coffee.
That's what happened at my wedding. Yeah. My outdoor wedding. Yeah. It poured down rain. And then when it was time to
come down,
the clouds broke up, the sun came through, and it was like,
awesome.
That's what happened at ours. It was raining all in Crestlawn except on the back of it.
Yeah.
Cold though, I remember.
That's
that.
Why I believe the Lord can just make it to where it doesn't rain only on the church.
Oh yeah.
It happens.
Oh, it does happen.
That many times.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm gonna be praying for.
Amen. What if it's like one of those freak things where it's like it only shines on the churches?
Oh, the that church would be just so sick.
Rays of light coming through.
Then you'd be like, why didn't it shine on that one?
Terrible.
Bad.
Chad, why is that one still dark?
Horrible.
Matt. Wait. Sorry, Miller. I'm just teasing.
Be nice.
That's funny.
Making judgments.
Memo would hear you get mad at me.
I know he would.
Okay.
Rebuke you.
He could be on.
Listen, brother.
Seven.
That's why he's my brother, isn't it? You need those people
heavy.
In your corner.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to.
He ain't heavy. He's my brother.
He ain't heavy, my brother.
Oh yeah.
Me neither.
Oh, good old I'll bring him
the song.
Because
I got what you're
about. Oh yeah. I catch on to all the songs he sings. We're around from the same era or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
hurry up. Come on,
guys.
Gotta go.
Oh, sorry.
Let's move along.
Reel
it in, people. Come on, reel it in.
Moving right along.
Sorry, I was still writing down Orlando's
requests.
Yeah, because they're harder for me to read.
I need an injection. Can we keep
my sister and my parents and everything on there. Mm. I do have a craze about my dad, you guys. He, the doctor told him, you come back to this hospital one more time, I'm putting you on hospice because we can't help you. And he hadn't been back in 6-8 months, so the doctor, requested to see him. So he went to the doctor's office, and he said, I don't believe all this. We're going to have to run some tests, find out what's going on. So my dad said, okay, go ahead, but he's not on oxygen or anything anymore.
Right.
You guys saw him that Saturday. He's still using his walker and stuff, but he's just like... He's like, he goes everywhere, does what he wants, and he doesn't.
Amen.
So the doctor, he took himself off all of his meds, too. And I kept telling him it's all those meds probably caused a lot of it.
Yeah.
But he said, watch. He goes, because it was his faith. He kept telling us he's not going to die from it. He's going to get over it. God's gonna heal him. He said, you watch. They're going to run tests and be surprised.
Hmm. Yes, they will.
So you said your sister and dad?
Just parents. There's a couple people I've been working with too that just started. I want to pray for them. That's remember I told you about them. I'm going to start hitting their house every week and do Bible studies.
Frank.
So yeah, Frank and Michelle.
Love that ice. I'm glad I brought those bags of ice in here. Enjoy those bags of ice in there.
Chip, chip.
Okay.
You're loud.
Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Online too. You ready? All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise you for this study, Lord. And even though I know it's the end times and we don't like to look at those things, but it is good to know, Lord. Know what to see so that we know the time is coming, Lord. But not just to sit back and let it come, but to be ready at all times, Lord. And we just ask that you continue moving in this church, moving in your church, Lord, and help every person here, help every leader here, and everyone that's watching online, Lord. Just have your spirit fill each and every person, Lord. Help us go through this week with your will at our heart, Lord. We ask your hands over Carl and his eyesight, Lord. We ask for healing over it, Lord. Just like you healed the blind man, just have your hand over his eyes and heal it, Lord. So that he may work, Lord. You gave him the job, and we ask that you would continue helping him to be able to be in that job, Lord. We ask your hand over Holly and just continued strength, Lord, as she continues on to help her family, Lord. Help them to get over the sickness, Lord, and give them strength, Lord. Each and every day, give her strength, Lord. Her and the family, Lord. Help her just to have your peace at her disposal, Lord. We ask your hand over Mimi, Lord, and everything going on with her, Lord, her and Lord. We just ask that you would just be in both their lives, Lord, strengthen them, and just walk with them, Lord. Have your hand in their lives, Lord. Help them to see your hand in their lives, Lord. We ask your hand over this Sunday, Lord, and the excitement that's coming with it, Lord, about your resurrection day, Lord. We just ask that you would bring people, Lord. Fill this church, Lord. Fill it to where people have to stand, Lord. Just, we ask that you would bring each person who's meant to be here, Lord, and that you would just protect this place, Lord. Help the rain not touch it, Lord, that we may be able to have the sunrise service outside without any cold or rain, Lord, but we're just able to see your beauty of the things, Lord, the things you created. Just have your circle around this church and every church, Lord. We ask your hand over my brother's hip surgery that's coming up, Lord. Help him to be able to bear with the pain to get to that day, Lord. And ease any discomfort, ease any anxieties, anything that's not meant to be in his heart, Lord. And help him just to have your peace and comfort over him during this time of waiting, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And help him to just be patient enough to be able to wait, Lord. I'm not praying for patience for him, but thank you, Lord. And we ask your hand over Memo and his family, Lord. Just we ask your continued hand over them and heal Memo, Lord. Remove this sickness from him, Lord. In your name, just remove it, Lord. Help it just be coughed out or sneezed out, Lord. But just have it fully removed from him to where it's not even a hint of it left in his body, Lord. Help him to enjoy the days he has, Lord. Help his family to have peace, Lord, and understanding, and just be with them and strengthen them each day, Lord, and comfort them on the times they're down, and
thank you, Lord.
Bring them even more joy on the days they're joyous, Lord. Just be with them each and every day, Lord, and help them to see your hand every day, Lord. We ask your hand over Matt and his family. Continue your leadership over them and your strength over the entire household, Lord. Just bring protection over them and help them to continue to grow in you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask your hand over Mary Jane and her headaches, Lord. Just help her to have them go away, Lord. Remove it from her so that she would be able to enjoy these times without any distraction, any pain, any discomfort, Lord. Just completely remove it from her, Lord. Heal her brain and whatever's causing the headaches, Lord. We ask your hand over Jacob and Allie and their family, Lord. Just continue your leadership over them. Continue bringing them up in your leadership, Lord, so that they would be able to teach this baby just your beauty of the things, Lord. We ask your hand over Nick and his test and everything coming up, Lord. Just we ask your hand just over the job interviews and over everything, Lord. Have your hand in it all, Lord, in his entire life, Lord. To be patient enough for the tests and be patient enough for the jobs and just have peace over it all, Lord. We ask your hand over Leah, and I know she wasn't here today. We ask that you would just be with her, Lord, wherever she's at and whatever she's doing, Lord. Help her to have your hand in her life and give her strength every day, Lord. We ask your hand over Roger and just everything he's going through, Lord. We ask your provision over his needs, Lord. Help him to just feel you in his life at all times, Lord. When he needs a ride somewhere, we ask that you would provide that ride, Lord. Just be with him each day, Lord. We ask your hand over Jackie, Lord. Help her to be healed, Lord, of whatever is ailing her. And just help her to get a job, Lord. I know that she was laid off, and we just ask that you would just give her the job that's meant for her, Lord. Help her to be able to shine your light without any distractions, without any interruptions, and to be just fully bold during those times, Lord. We ask your hand over my brother and the hearing coming up, Lord. Just help him to have your favor over it, Lord. If he's meant to succeed over it, Lord, then we ask that your favor would be upon him and that he would just triumph over it, Lord, through you. And if he's not meant to have it, then your will be done, Lord, and you provide, Lord. Just have your provision over him in both situations, Lord. I know your hand's over him, and I know you've been with him, Lord. So be with him during this time, Lord. We ask your hand over Orlando, Lord, and continue healing him and giving him strength, Lord. Help him to continue being able to be here, Lord, and be fully well, Lord. Be strengthened each day, Lord. And help Stephen to continue being strengthened, Lord. I know his rib's been hurting, Lord. And we ask your healing hand over it, that it would be healed and that he wouldn't have any more pain, Lord. We ask your hand over Justin and Fee. Help them to continue growing in you. It's amazing hearing the things that come out of their mouth and to see the life they're living, Lord. I just thank you for it, Lord. I ask that you would continue being with them, Lord. And be with Raul and Irma, Lord, as they haven't been here, and we ask that you would continue being in their lives, Lord, wherever they're at, whatever church they're going to, whatever is happening in their lives, just we ask that you be with them, and if they're meant to be here, then, Lord, put that on in their heart. But it's not about this church. It's about you, Lord. So your hand be over them, Lord. We ask your hand over Matt's sister and parents, Lord. Be with them and give them strength each day, Lord. Help her, Matt's sister, to continue being well, Lord, to continue being healed and strengthened, and help her during these times, Lord. We just thank you for the miracles you've already done, Lord. We thank you for Matt's dad just being able to go and baffle the doctors because of what you've done, Lord. We thank you for the miracles you provided, Lord. We ask your hand over them as they continue getting better, and we ask that your healing hand will be over them at all times, Lord. And Lord, we also ask that your hand will be over Frank and Mitchell, Lord. You continue working in their lives and continue providing the words to Matt, Lord, that he would be able to speak without any interruptions, without any holdbacks or anything, Lord. Just loose his tongue when those times come and give him the exact words to speak, Lord. We ask that you would have their hearts open to receive, Lord, and that the Bible study that he's planning, Lord, that it would just come to pass. That will be exactly what they needed, Lord, to strengthen their relationship with you. We ask your hand over us as we go home, Lord. Keep us safe, and in your son's name we say these things. In Jesus' name we say.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Those were actually two different people in two different houses. One's Michelle.
Well, Michelle.
The Lord knows.